All right, it's Build a Big Podcast. David Hooper here, coming to you from Orlando, Florida, on the Queen Bed at the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel. Well, it's not a hotel. We talked about this yesterday. It's really a resort. One, because of the prices that you pay, but also you drive up in a long driveway. There's a guardhouse, man. He has to wave you in. You've got to show him a key or an ID. He raises a gate, waves you in. Come on in. Welcome to the Rosen Shingle Creek. I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's like a swamp. They just plopped a hotel down on it, and I got no idea where I am. I didn't leave all day. Day two, Podcast Movement 2019. And if you are curious about what was going on here, let's see. Here is the panel list. Outside Thinking for Podcast panel, the evolution of podcast advertising, Pat Flynn Live. Pat Flynn was doing, I think it was a performance of the Rodgers and Hart song catalog, you know, old Torch songs. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Pat Flynn Live is all it says. There are panels on reporting on sexual assault in the Me Too era. Sounds very serious. What or who makes a hit podcast? Analyzing the personas of the best radio and podcast host. Amplify your podcast by publishing a book in 90 days. All right. I ran into a lot of people, speaking of books, they'd actually read my book. That was super cool. And the reason I laugh at this, my book took 4.5 years. And I'm not saying that all books take that long to write, because they certainly don't. This wasn't my first book. I knew what I was doing. I've written books quicker than that. But I can tell you that if you're going to write and publish a book in 90 days, well, let me know if you've done it. At David Hooper on Twitter. Panel, how to make the ethical true crime podcast and what not to do. And also, the top 10 interview mistakes podcast hosts make. There are a lot of panels. I can't read all of them, but that's the kind of stuff that you get at Podcast Movement. I skipped all of that, and I headed straight for the trade show. I was there the entire time, and in fact, I stayed around afterwards. I was around, trade show closed officially at 5, and I was out until, well, right now it's 11:45, so that tells you. I just got back in, and I'm giving you this update here. The trade show, man, it's a big trade show, huge floor. The last event that I did, well, second to last event I did, it's called NAMM, National Association of Music Merchants, and it's at the Conference Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Massive trade show floor. This is something very similar, not as many booths, but great because they had space for you to actually walk around, connect with each other. They had panel rooms within the trade show floor. So I guess that was nice. Too loud. NAMM was certainly too loud. I don't know. This was boxed in a little bit better than NAMM. And there was a booth with puppies and beer. So if you like puppies or beer, that's the kind of stuff that you saw on the trade show floor. And I talked to a lot of great people. In fact, that was really why I was there, to talk with people, find out what they're doing. I was running into participants as well as people with booths, and I got to maybe half of it. And that's spending 5, 6, 7 hours there. So back tomorrow, and I will send you that update. I kept running into people. That more or less is the summary of my day. So if you're curious what happens at one of these things, when you're open to talking to people, when you know a few people, when people know you, when you're not interested in the panels, you just talk with people. And that's exactly what I did. There's actually a party that I'm missing tonight held by Stitcher. You know, they had to bus you somewhere off the compound. I don't know where that was. I didn't care about being trapped there. These parties I found to be very similar. In fact, the parties I mentioned last night, there was one by Himalaya, one by Jack Daniels, one by another company, and there was another one this morning. I think it was a Patreon event. They were all catered by the hotel, and a lot of the food was the same. This one is off the premises here, so probably a little bit different, but it's the same in that these things are very noisy. There's DJ or a band or some kind of loudness going on. You can't really talk to people. My voice is already kind of shot. I'm recording the audiobook of the book that I mentioned next week, so I've got to protect my voice. I've also got to get through two more days of this event. You got to pace yourself. And last year, and you can go back in the archive and talk about or see what I said about Philly, because I actually worked myself so hard that I don't know if it was a panic attack or I was just exhausted. I think I said it was a panic attack because I was on the plane and they told us that you're not going to take off. We don't know when you're going to take off. And there's a huge storm coming through, and we were the only plane that was actually scheduled for departure from Philly Airport. Everybody else was spending the night in Philadelphia or in the airport concourse. I was so excited to get out of there, and then I started kind of freaking out a little bit, thinking I was going to have to spend the night on the plane. Well, anyway, long story short, ended up in the back of the plane, kind of passed out, couldn't see anything, and I hear, sir, are you okay? And needless to say, I don't want that to happen again. And I don't want to overdo myself. So I'm here taking it easy, talking to you from the Queen Bread at the Rose and Shingle Creek Hotel and Resort, or maybe just the resort. If you want to hear day three and then maybe day four and the wrap up, I don't know how many of these I'm going to do, at least another two or three. Go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. And if you're not interested in the reviews and the thoughts of what's happening here at Podcast Movement, well, I've got other things for you about how to grow an audience, how to more connect with people, how to get people interested in what you were doing. So look at the old episodes, bigpodcast.com/subscribe, and I will see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.